All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. We first of all hope you have had an awesome Thanksgiving weekend, and we hope you had great time with your family and that you probably overate a little bit at least. I'm always constantly amazed at how much work goes into making a full-blown Thanksgiving dinner, and I watched my wife teach her nieces, and she'll probably say something about that, but I watched her teach her nieces how to make pies and how to make pie crust, and, you know, and I think, how many pies were there, Malin?
10 pies.
10 pies. So there you go. And, you know, that's a guy's heaven. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for guys everywhere that when you have 10 pies to choose from, you are in heaven. And so, well, we obviously had a tremendous Thanksgiving, and we hope all of you guys out there had a tremendous Thanksgiving as well. The reason we wanted to touch base this morning before we get going, I just wanted to say, you know, we always want to touch base when you have a lot of big things about to come together. And so we didn't want to lose touch with everybody. We just wanted to touch in. Even though this is just a very brief call, we just wanted to make sure all our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted and that you guys are excited about where we're going. And so, Malin, with that, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Well, great, and I did watch Steve try little slivers. He could only do slivers of multiple pies, so I think we did an okay job.
Ten slivers is a whole pie. I just want you to know.
But we want to make sure you guys took note of our Black Friday special. It's free ground shipping, and actually we're doing it all weekend through Cyber Monday. So, and we did send that out to all of your customers. And, of course, each one of you got that as well. So make sure that you understand that it's only on the ground shipping option. You can either choose DHL or FedEx. So some of you I know are restricted to one or the other. But it is free ground shipping, so take advantage of that. You will be getting another email tonight on our month-end special, so pay close attention to that. That'll help you get through month-end, and we'll talk about month-end in just a moment. I also wanted to pay attention to a special email that went out. Because Thursday was Thanksgiving and we sent out our Thanksgiving message, we actually sent out another email on the 21st, which was, I believe, Tuesday, and that was a complete email dedicated to our See Your Limitless cruise promotion. And I just love how the girls worked on this. It's a beautiful, it's a really good email, and you're going to want to refer to that email a lot. As you bring on new people, you're going to want to just forward that email to them and take advantage of what's in there. It has a link to the official rules, and it also has a link to the webinar that we did last Saturday with Cass on the phone and Alan. You know, the three of us kind of gave a little presentation on this promotion. But what I want to point out today is that you have the rest of the month till next Thursday, the 30th, to go past 500 PSV. Because for every point that you are past 500 PSV, that comes directly off of your 12,000 organizational volume requirement to go on the trip. And I just love, love, love this promotion. It's a way to say, gosh, if I work now, it really pays off later. And
yeah.
I remember,
I just wanted to say, Malin, you know, I was looking like I know many distributors are shooting at having a much higher than 500 PSV volume. I know Terry Kempfert, for example, was saying her PSV volume. You probably know this, Pam and Liz, and she's in your group, but, you know, she was saying, hey, you know, I think I'm going to go over 3,000 this month. And so that means she gets to take 2,500 off the 12,000 incentive, you know, if she does that. And, you know, that makes her incentive 9,500. How much easier is that to hit? I mean, that is a wild incentive that you came up with there, Malin.
Well, thank you. And I was just about to describe what PSV is for those of you who need to have a – no, that's okay – is that PSV is all of the volume between you and your customers. So when he's talking about, you know, someone hitting 3,000 in PSV, that's just all the volume, you know, the wholesale value of the volume. Obviously, you're going to get paid the retail markup. But it's all of the PV from the purchases from you and your customers in the month of November. And so what a great time, you know, go out there, take advantage of this free shipping, you know, get customers to come in and order that, take advantage of the special that's going to come out tonight. I mean, this is a really great time to get people rocking and rolling and have you get that benefit. It really is a great benefit to get that off of the requirement. And, of course, there's going to be other fun things we do along the way. We've got some benchmarks we'll be providing so that every time you hit a new benchmark, you get the prize. It's not just what did I end up at the end, you know, how far did I not make it by. we're going to do it a little bit different this time. Every time you, you know, carve off a chunk toward the reward, we're going to give you a reward. So we're really excited about that promotion. And you're right, Steve. There, you know, run at it. Go. I mean, there's no limit to the potential that you can take off of that requirement. And then it makes it easier for over the next, you know, additional 5 months to break down what you've got to do to grow your organizational volume by. So that's going to be really awesome. Speaking of month end special comes. It's this Thursday, the 30th. The month-end special comes out tonight and goes through the 30th. And then month-end is this Thursday. We will do our standard month-end. Our will call in the office will be from 10 till 2. We will have phone support on the last day of the month like we do from 8 until 5. And then we will have email-only support from 9 until 12 midnight. So, guys, take advantage of all this. We're really excited. I know there's this holiday weekend, and it's great to, you know, take a little time and spend with family, but also be mindful of the great opportunities that lie ahead with Limitless 2.0. And one last thing, even if you don't get past 500 PSV or, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do for month end, at least become an executive. Because if you can be an executive on a three-month basis, the rolling past 3 months keeps you in the executive club. And we do special webinars, and there's other special things that we do on that executive club. And the only thing you have to do to be in it is have been an executive for the prior 3 months. So, you know, we'll do on the second Tuesday in December, we'll do a special webinar. And in order to participate in that webinar by invitation, you just need to have been an executive in November, October, and September. So keep that in mind. Always run at that because there's a great reward just by staying an executive every single month. So with that, Steve, I know you've put together some great thoughts. And
well, no, actually, just a couple of thoughts before we close this morning, guys, that we wanted to touch base with you on. And one of them is, hey, you know, this is so hard for me to believe, but a month from today is Christmas. I mean, you know, when you think of it, like, whoa, when did that happen? I mean, I know Black Friday is, you know, going on and Cyber Monday's coming. And they expect for Cyber Monday, by the way, I saw on the news, they expect $6.6 billion to be done on Cyber Monday. And they said that they thought half of that will be through Amazon alone. Can you even imagine? You know, over $3 billion in sales in one day on Cyber Monday through a company. That's just mind-boggling. But 8 weeks from today is also will be in the middle of our fly-in. I mean, so, you know, when you think, hey, 4 weeks to Christmas, 8 weeks to fly-in, guys, now is the time. I just wanted to remind you to start, you know, really running at things because you don't want to get behind the eight ball. You want to get ahead of things, and that's what everyone's doing, and that's why so much emphasis is put on November right now. So, you know, you should have somewhere in your house, you should have a 19th and 20th on your mirror or something for the fly-in. That's what I do so I can remember the dates. The one after that is the 18th and 19th of May, 2018. And even though we'll be coming up on 5 years, you know, in February we'll have been an official company for 5 years. We talked about how Malin and I are doing a lot of things right now to be able to, you know, really move forward with Limitless and Limitless 2.0. And I used the definition, if you look up in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, Limitless 2.0, it says used post positively. I love that word. I didn't even know there was a post positively word, but used post positively to describe a new and improved version or example of something or someone. And, you know, let's face it, hey, all of us hope 2018 is going to be a more improved version of ourselves and of everything that happens. I know that I really am very optimistic every time I look forward. Melinda and I always kid that we feel like we're chemically imbalanced to the positive. That's definitely the way we feel. I was thinking about that when I sat down to play my chess game every morning. As you guys probably know already, I play a chess game against the computer. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I've played thousands and thousands and thousands of chess games over the years, and I play every single day. But I can promise you this one thought. This is what I was thinking. I wrote it down. I said, I have never once, ever started to play a game of chess in which I didn't think I was going to win. Even though I probably lost 60 to 70% of the games that I play against the computer because I set it on a very tough level. I play it on a very tough level. Every single time I sit down, I always believe I'm going to win. Every time. And even when I lose, I set up the pieces again very quickly because now I want to really beat it because I just lost. And, you know, that's the way I think you should look at your business, guys. Every single time you look at what's going to happen in 2018, you look at what you're doing right now, you got to set up your business because you believe in it. I was thinking, here's another interesting thing that's coming up. The Olympics. The Winter Olympics are 11 weeks away, 11 weeks to the Winter Olympics. It seems just like yesterday that we had Jessica Smith, you know, come and talk to us, you know, 12-time world speed skating champion, come and talk to us about how incredible our products were. And I went back and I read her interview in Shape magazine, you know, and it started off and it said, short track speed skater Jessica Smith often spends 8 hours a day in training. In other words, she knows a thing or two about fueling her body. And so we caught up with the Olympic alum to find out her go-to pre- and post-workout snacks, her best recovery tactics, and what it's like to be in the Olympics. And so I went and I read that article again, and it gets to a point where, you know, they're saying, how long and how often do you work out? And she goes, well, it depends on the day, but we do interval workouts. We'll do five sets of 800-meter runs, and that's after like a seven-hour training day. She goes, I'll do a 45-minute run on my own after every single training session, and at the end of each day, we do cycling and jumping rope. I mean, you know, that's amazing. She goes, in essence, I work out 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, and it's a full-time job. And they basically were asking, well, what is your, you know, regimen when you're working out? What is it you do to help you do that? Because that's like a full-time job. And they asked her in the course, they go, well, are you taking any supplements that help you with your performance? And she said, you know, I've been taking Ceridine from a company called Limitless Worldwide in Utah. She goes, it's a supplement I feel gives me an edge when I compete. It helps get me through my rigorous workouts and recovery. She goes, I do weight and cardio training in our lifting sessions. We do a lot of high rep sets with heavy weights. Then we decrease the number of reps, but we increase the weight as we go. When I use Ceridine, I feel like it's easier for me to get through my reps, increase my weights throughout each cycle. Plus, I've seen a massive difference in my recovery. I can lift weights one day, and I can recover quickly enough to do them the next. It's hard to find a product, she says. This is a quote. It's hard to find a product where you actually feel you're getting results. But with Ceridine, I noticed I noticed the difference right away. That, you know, and then she goes on and she talks about all the other things that she does, you know, that Shape asked her in the interview. But what a tremendous testimonial, you know. And so when, you know, I think a couple of weeks ago we did a call with Cindy, and I said one of the lines that I've learned to use in my life when people want to get into all the heavy-duty details, even though I may have a fact sheet on Force or on Thrive or, you know, whatever, you know, and I can tell them every detail, many times I'll end up saying, well, you know, I don't know about that, but I know about this. Jessica Smith, 12-time Olympic, you know, world 12-time world champion Olympic speed skater, uses this product that I'm using, and it gives her all this incredible endurance and helps recovery. And I'm not even going into the Olympics. You talk about workouts, I walk every morning. That's my workout. You know, I'm not. But boy, what a difference does that Thrive product make in my life? What a difference does that Force work? It's a cellular oxygenator Force, and all it does is increase your oxygen. And, you know, we're at a high level up here, and it's just amazing to have those kind of products that can help you, because I don't know about that, but this is what I do know. And, boy, that works so much better than what other people think. So lots on the schedule, 4 weeks to Christmas, 8 weeks to the fly-in, 11 weeks to the Olympics. Guys, you know, now is the time you need to kick in gear and start thinking about what we're doing. We love you so much. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We hope you didn't have 10 slivers of pie. You know, it does that. And we just want you to stay in touch. And what a great time the holidays are to be able to visit with family and friends about what you're doing and, you know, the passion that you have on the product. So with that, Malin, I'm just turning it back over to you.
Well, thank you. And I loved all of that. I love, and, you know, what I love about Steve is he is a documentation guy. And so how great is that he can pull up, those of you who were here when we had Jessica Smith, that was such a great time for her, and we were so excited to be able to be supporting her in her journey, and I love that you have all those things documented and can pull those out of your memory bank. But also, I just want to say, when Steve talks about playing chess and how excited he is to have the challenge to try and play it again to beat it, he could set there's a setting on his chess set, on his game, the game that he plays. There are real pieces, and there's a computer that tells him where to move the opposing team, so he's playing against a computer. Well, a computer is 100% brilliant, right? I mean, and Steve's only 99% brilliant, so, you know.
I'm better than 80%.
But my point to that is, but he can set, you know, you can turn the setting to whatever level of difficulty that you want. Well, if you can do that, you could put that setting at a place where you can beat the computer most of the time and feel pretty good about your game and about yourself and all those kind of things. No. That's not what Steve does. He loves the game and he wants to win the game, but he wants to be challenged. And so he has that difficulty setting at a point where he wins about 30 to 40% of the time. He loses more than he wins. And he loves the challenge that he gives himself for that. I've always in so much admiration when I'm watching him play chess every single morning. He's honing up his skills, you know, burning it into his brain. And chess is not an easy game. You have to look several moves ahead to try and determine, well, if I go here, then he's going to go there. If I go here, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, he walks the walk is what I'm trying to say. He puts those challenges out ahead of him, even though he could make it be a win all the time. And he loves to win. He's one of the most competitive people I know in life, and he loves to win. But when he does win, when he's got it set at that difficulty level, it is like he got a gold medal at the Olympics. Well, maybe not quite like that. But it's really an amazing thing to watch. So I just kind of wanted to point that out, sweetie, that I really admire the way you play your chess game.
Well, thanks very much, and I want you to know I don't think chess is going to be an Olympic sport anytime soon.
You mean ribbon twirling got there first?
There you go, ribbon. You know, I say, hey, you can't go and bet on it. It's not a sport if you can't bet on it. That's my definition of a sport, and you can't bet on ribbon dancing in the Olympics. So anyway.
All right, guys. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and take it off mute. Please give us a shout out to let us know that you're there, and we appreciate each and every one of you. If you're traveling still this weekend, please travel safe, your precious cargo to our limitless family. Thanks again, everyone.
Woo!
Thanks,
you guys.
Thanks,
everyone. Liz Perkins.
Thanks, Barb.
Great call.
Second
Peggy, California.
Thank you, Diane in the UK.
Hey, Peg.
Diane. Bless everybody.
Great call. Talk to you all later.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Be well.
Thank you, Terry from Minnesota.
Julie from Minnesota.